You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in for another episode of Ball Club Confidential, brought to you by our great friends at Knoxville Smiles. I'm your host, Austin Price. Coming up tonight on the show, big number 8, Nico Iamaliava. But before we get to Nico, we bring in Sheridan Gannon of the Volunteer Club. At the Orange and White game just over a week ago, obviously the Lays were out in full force, inspired and designed by the Iamaliava family.
Yes, it was awesome. So we have gifted all of our current members Nico Lay, so the traditional orange and white one. So we encouraged everybody to wear it to the spring game, show out, and they did not disappoint. So it was really cool to see everybody at our tailgate and in the stadium wearing it. And then we also are giving them away to all new members that join. So all of All Nation can partake.
And then, of course, at the spring game, you also had the coach for the day, kind of fundraiser. And that turned out really well, for that individual who got to, be a coach for a day, had to get the full dress up of what the coaches were wearing, got to ride the bus to the stadium and all that stuff.
Yeah, so he got to ride the bus from Anderson all the way over to the Vol Walk and participate in that, which that alone to me is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So on top of that, they got to have, pregame and on-field access during the game, be a coach. Really, really cool, kind of day in the life.
She is Sheridan Gannon. She's rocking those nice glasses. We like those. Now more from our friends at Knoxville Smiles. The folks at Knoxville Smiles would like to invite you to visit their website at KnoxvilleSmiles.com to meet their amazing team and learn about their incredible services they provide in their state-of-the-art facility.
Let me go. What are you doing, pal?
Nico, obviously you got a fantastic story, just kind of how you've grown from a volleyball kid to a football recruit to the number one player in the country to now on the cusp of your first year as a starter at Tennessee. When do you believe your story started, though? Was there a moment in time from an athletic standpoint you're like, man, I just love playing sports?
Yeah, I think that was from a very young age. Just playing, my dad got us in, me and my brothers, into sports at a young age. So I thought, all the work that we put in, it was a journey. And it really led us to, where we are right now. So I think pretty much from a young age, I've always had this dream.
What's your best memory from, playing sports as a kid? Is there, that core memory where you're like, man, we won the championship when I was 10 or whatever? You know what I mean?
I think just playing rugby with my little brother. We had a stacked team. A lot of the kids from my team are all, they're at, big-time college schools playing football now. So I think, that was one of the funnest memories. Was, I think when I was 10, our 10-year year, we didn't lose a game. We pretty much went undefeated that year. So I think that was pretty much probably a core memory that I had as a young kid. And, taking trips to Florida every year with my football teams when we were younger, I enjoyed that. So, yeah, pretty much all those times in football and rugby.
Rugby, volleyball, you've got some different sports that, I guess most people think football, basketball, baseball, right?
Yeah.
You've kind of played some different stuff growing up. What did you enjoy about that?
I think everything was fun, man. I enjoyed it. I think, volleyball, all my sisters played it, so that got us right into it. Rugby was different for us. My grandpa was a big-time rugby player, so it was we played rugby because of him, and then, football, my dad played it, so I think, just the amount of sports playing as a kid was fun, and just playing with your brothers and cousins was fun, too. So.
The volleyball side of things.
Yeah.
As football became more of a, I guess your path, right? Volleyball, was that more fun just because it was different?
Yeah, I think it was just another sport to play, and I enjoyed it, and, over time I got good at it. So, yeah, it was never really part of the plan, but it was something I did enjoy.
Do you ever play pickup volleyball anymore? I mean, No. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people have come in here and said they go play, basketball at the T-Rex, uh-huh. and they always go, Don't tell Coach
Hype. Yeah, Coach Hype gonna get mad. I ain't played too much pickup volleyball. I think the last time I played was with the team, probably Orange Bowl, Miami. Yeah. That was probably the last time I really played. So it's been a while. I mean, other than the other times I played with my family back at home, so it's been a while.
Now, when you did that, was that more of like a laid back? Or did you ever kind of go,
yeah,
set that thing up there for me?
No, I think it was more laid back. It was like me, James Pierce, and we were going against like Gaston Moore, Navy. So I think Joe was on
that
the
other
team.
That is such a mismatch just in size.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a cool game. I wasn't trying at first, and then James Pierce started getting mad at me, and he was talking about, I thought you played volleyball. So I started taking a little bit more serious at the end, but we ended up losing all of them, so... yeah, but it was good times out there in Miami.
What have you enjoyed most about your first year on campus?
Everything, man. I think Tennessee is a beautiful place, man. You know, campus itself is beautiful. I think just waking up, going to the facilities, you know, I'm blessed to do that. So, yeah, I think, you know, everything, the people around the facility are great people. You know, we get good food from Smokies downstairs, so... You know, I couldn't ask for more, and yeah, you know, I'm blessed to be in this position.
You go back to your commitment video, and you talk about, you know, you wanted me, you got me, the things you fell in love with as a recruit. Still finding that you fall in love with them as a player?
Yeah, man. You know, everything that you know I was looking at when I was getting recruited is still the same. So, yeah, like I said, I'm glad to be in this position I'm in. So,
I know when you met with the media, you know, earlier this spring, you said, you know, last year I prepared as if I was the starter, even though, you know, Joe was the guy.
Yes, sir.
But does it feel different going to the practice field now? Because everybody's looking at you, yeah. You know, like, whereas yeah. Joe was there before. Like, there's nobody. I mean, like, yeah. It's you.
Yeah.
The eyeballs are different.
Like I said, I wouldn't look at it too much different, man. It's definitely a different feeling knowing that you're the starter and you're the ones. You know, it's different hearing ones and I'm in there. So, but, you know, I've expected that. Like I said, the last year was a great year for me to learn under Joe. You know, learn how to operate, learn how to be a one. So, yeah, this year I just took it this year in the off season, you know, being prepared for that moment. And, yeah, you know, I'm excited.
You go back to that bowl game and, you know, obviously you played well. You had several touchdowns. But where did you walk back and go when you got back to Knoxville and go, I could have done this better, that better, and all of a sudden it's just different, right? I mean, like, could you self-critique pretty well?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's always what I'm looking for after games is, you know, self-critiquing. And yeah, you know, I'd say we left a lot more points out there that, you know, we should have scored that I should have connected on. But you know, that comes with, you know, growth. I think I'll grow a lot from that game. You know, I just learned a lot about myself and, you know, learning what I need to work on more and more from that game. So, yeah, I was blessed to be in that position to play that game. And, yeah, I'm glad that I could look back at that game and know what I need to work on.
I look around this spring, and I feel like you got a bunch of new flashy toys to throw to. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Brazzle. Dante looks like he's way more just comfortable outside this year.
Yeah.
Matthews and Staley, mm-hmm. Brew will be back soon. I mean, does it kind of excite you to kind of see that wide receiver room? Because it does look different than the team that you played with in the bowl game.
Yeah, definitely, man. We got a lot of depth in the receiver room. I think all of them have done a great job. You know, Caleb and Chaz, you know, coming along, they've done great in this spring. So, yeah, I said the whole receiver room, you know, I say me, Gaston, and, you know, Jake and all the whole QB room were excited to go out there and throw with those guys.
What is it you like most about the offense?
Everything, man. I think we're not your typical offense, so, you know, it's a little different. And, you know, I love different. I think our tempo can play with a lot of teams, and, you know, we can use that in our advantage as long as we stay on that tempo. You know, I like how we're able to slow it down, too, when we need to. And, you know, Coach Joy, you know, dial up a play, and, you know, we're able to go out there and execute. So I think the offense just, you know, we have a lot just to show, you know, with Dylan Sampson going out there and lining up an empty. I think we got a lot of tools that we can use to our advantage, and, you know, I'm excited for this season.
Where do you feel like you excel in the offense? Like, for you personally, what do you feel like you bring?
What do I feel like I bring? So just a playmaker, man. You know, if the play doesn't go right, I think I'm able to go out there and extend plays well. You know, on the scramble, find my receivers downfield. I think just, you know, keeping players alive when, you know, when they can stay alive. And, yeah, I think we got a good team to go out there and do that. So,
who motivates you? Like, what drives you, you know, to be great?
Yeah, I say my family, man. You know, my dad, I think, you know, just my dad and my mom, you know, they put us in the best position to be successful. And, you know, it's hard on us to go and, you know, pay off their dues. So, I think, you know, my family keeps me going. My siblings, you know, they look up to me. And I have a younger brother. He's getting ready to go to college. So, yeah, man, I think, you know, just my family and knowing that I can, you know, put food on the table for them using football as a tool is a great feeling. So, yeah, now some of my family.
You're one of how many kids?
One of eight.
One of eight.
Yes, sir.
And you're the next to last one, right?
Yeah.
No, there's a younger sister. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm the third out of eight. And, yeah, there's four younger girls under me, and I got an older sister, and then, you know, two brothers, so.
What's that like? I mean, like, when you're one of that many, like, it's not like there's three and you're the middle or the oldest or the youngest. I mean, you know, there's quite a few of you. Like, what's that dynamic like around the Thanksgiving table or around just around the dinner table? Just hanging out?
It's great, man. Great feeling, you know, just to be around my family, my loved ones. Love breaking bread with my loved ones. So, yeah, I think it's a great feeling. The house will always be loud. Every time I go back home, I know that. So, yeah, it's a great feeling having that many siblings and, you know, just being around them is enjoyable. So,
who controls the TV or TVs in the house? Out of that TV. Many people, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you sit down, who's dictating what's on?
I mean, if my dad's there, he got the remote for
Big
sure.
Big Nick,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, he got the remote. But, if I'm there, my older brother's, he's a little bit more lenient with me, so he'll let me have it if I want it. I pretty much say I control the TV if I'm there, though, so, yeah.
Your mom, she seems like such a special lady.
Yeah.
Just in being around her, she's always got a big hug, always got a big smile on her face. Just seems like she just enjoys everything. What's she mean to you?
Everything, man. You know, she made a lot of sacrifices, like I said, for us to be here. And, yeah, man, I love my mom so much. And, you know, I'm glad she's still here with us. She had a hard fight with cancer. So, you know, just her being able to be overcome that and be here to see me. You know, just her son play out his dreams. And, yeah, I love my mom. So, yeah, she means everything.
Watching her go through that, did that make you grow up a little quicker? Just because, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Because there's a reality to cancer, and to watch her go through that and to fight it, you know, and now, you know, seems like she's doing really well. Did that make you kind of grow up a little quicker than maybe you wanted to?
Not that I wanted to. You know, when she got it, you know, she told my dad and me, you know, to continue what we were doing, continue grinding. And I was just glad that, you know, she's still with us here today. I wouldn't say made me grow up fast. It just made me, you know, realize that life is short.
Yep.
And you know, you gotta cherish your loved ones while they're still here, and you know, just appreciate life for what it is. So
the first time you came out on a visit, it was Madden, you and your dad.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, she finally gets to come out. When you were able to kind of show her what you all had kind of found and saw in Tennessee, and then she kind of was like, man, this place is great.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How much peace of mind did that give? Because I know that she's so important to the decision part of the process.
Yeah, like I said, you know, my mom broke down, you know, coming up here in Tennessee. She broke down in the basketball stadium. And, yeah, it was just a cool moment for me to see her like that. And, yeah, you know, pretty much when she told me that, you know, this was a spot, you know, I was sold on that, and we made a great decision. So,
Tennessee fans, thanks to mom.
Yes, sir.
Who do you kind of try to emulate your game after? Like, when you're watching quarterbacks play, who do you enjoy watching play, and who do you try to take from?
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks, man. I can name so many. You know, just guys that I've watched from, you know, young growing up would be like guys like Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. I had a great freshman year just growing up. I had, you know, DJ, Bryce and CJ Stroud, you know, three top quarterbacks in California. So it was those three quarterbacks for me growing up watching. I try to emulate my game after Bryce a lot, you know, just with his drops and how he sees the field and is able to extend plays and scramble. So I say Bryce, and then going to the league, Lamar Jackson's a fun guy that I love to watch. He could have beat Kansas City, man. If he kept his game, I think they would have beat Kansas City. So, but Lamar Jackson's a quarterback I love. Josh Allen and Tom Brady, obviously, he's a GOAT. That's the GOAT right there. But you know, I think those two guys right now is who I've been watching. And Patrick Mahomes, man, he plays the game so different. So he plays the game in slow mo. When I went up to the Super Bowl, I got to see him up and close. And yeah, I try to take, you know, a little piece of his game too. So
now you're a big 49ers fan.
Yeah.
Even though you're a SoCal guy.
Yes, sir.
Where does that come from? Why 49ers versus one of the SoCal teams?
Yeah, when we were young, man, that was just, you know, my dad, who he's preached that, you know, we were going to be Niner fans.
He grew up with the Niners for the Niners.
So
Joe Montana, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. So, you know, Jesse Saipola was really what made my dad a Niner fan, him being one of the first Samoans, you know, to play for that team. So Jesse Saipola played a big part, and then, you know, it pretty much just trickled down to the whole fam. And, yeah, it's so crazy because my dad's brother, he's a Cowboy, man. So every time we had these Niner Cowboy games, it'd be crazy. So, yeah, but, yeah, we're big Niner fans.
Madden 2?
Madden 2.
I've talked to you about this. I've never have talked to Madden about
Madden who he cheers for. Yeah, sir, he a Niner fan.
What's that relationship like between you two? Because it's never felt like super competitive to me. Not that you guys don't compete, but like it almost like seems like, you know, you guys are just really close. You know what I mean? It's not like this like budding rivalry, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of years apart. It seems like you guys are just genuinely like really tight.
Yeah, man, that's my guy, man. Madden, I don't think, you know, we're obviously competitive. I think we always have fights on the video games and stuff like that. But,
that's different.
Yeah, I think on the field, I think Madden was a sponge to me, just trying to see how I play. And he was late switching over. You know, he was a linebacker receiver, so he didn't really play quarterback at all through his youth age. So he started his freshman year. So, you know, Madden was just trying to learn as much as he could. I'm sure now his senior year, going into his senior year, I'll still be out throwing him at football workouts and stuff. But, like, he's more on the side of just trying to learn from me. So it never gets really like that.
Now, they won a state title last year, right?
No, they lost.
They lose the championship game?
Yeah. They made it there.
He can still go get that over your head, though.
He can hold that over my head. He did bring Warren a good championship, so I mean, I hope he gets it done. I know he can go get it done, so I'm excited to see him work his senior year too.
Yeah, I knew he got there. I never knew if he won it or not.
Nah, yeah, he got there, man, and
came up short.
Yeah, for sure. So he had a great junior year, though. Great junior year.
What makes you smile?
Say it again.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? I think I smile a lot, anyways. You know, I try and crack jokes up with the guys in the locker room. I think, you know, smiling is good for, you know, what deserve to be mad about. So, yeah, I think I smile often.
All right. We're brought to you by our great friends at Knoxville Smiles. Now let's learn more about them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Malone. You know, people ask me all the time about digital technology and how it affects dentistry. We'd like to show you what that means here in the office. So dentists used to have technicians that they worked with everything analog. Today we do it all digital. Also, digital technology helps us with clear aligners so we can straighten your teeth here in the office. If we can help you with your dental needs, look us up at KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, let's get right into it. LeBron or Jordan?
LeBron or Jordan? All right. I'm gonna go LeBron. I think just if you put LeBron versus MJ in a one-on-one, I think, you know, it's easy to see who's going to come out on top. And then if y'all want to compare rings, I think LeBron's 4 rings was harder than Jordan's 6 rings. I think LeBron played a lot more, you know, legends, Hall of Famers than Jordan did. You know, he was in, you know, in the old times.
What would Big Nick say to this argument?
I think my dad would agree with me.
I'm not gonna lie.
I think my dad would agree with me. I mean, LeBron, he has all time points.
Points, yeah. His longevity.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Longevity. He out here 39. We about to go out there and win the finals again this year for probably one of his last years. So, you know, I think LeBron.
Let's go back. You're a Lakers guy.
Yeah, of course.
So you're not sticking with your Northern Cal teams for the NBA?
No.
You know, the Warriors are pretty good.
Golden State, yeah, for sure. If we were to lose and they were still in it, I would vote for Golden State for sure. But right now, it's the Lakers, yeah.
Were you a Kobe guy growing up?
Kobe guy, big Kobe guy, yeah. That's really my GOAT. Kobe really.
There you go. So you could have added him. I know I said LeBron, but people, heck, Coach Garner, he added Dr. Julius Erving.
Julius Erving.
Dr.
See,
J.
That's a little too far back for me. I'll be using him in 2K sometimes.
It's never too far back. Who's your favorite old? I'm gonna say old school, because when I asked you about like, who you emulate your game after, you went with guys that are just a couple years older than you.
Yeah.
Old school quarterbacks that you like to watch. So you said Brady.
Yeah.
Who else?
Aaron Rodgers. Does that count?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers 40. Okay.
Aaron
Rodgers.
He's
20 years older than you are.
He was definitely like one of the first NFL quarterbacks that I really try to watch and emulate my game after, and you know. Just him being from California makes it even better. So, him, Tom, Josh Allen, I think. So
you know what all those guys have in common that I think makes sense why you like them? You're a quarterback that can run, not a running quarterback. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And all those guys, like Aaron Rodgers, could make plays with his legs.
For sure.
You know, same thing with Josh Allen. But those guys ultimately want to throw first, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir.
I would venture to say that's kind of how you are.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to let it rip downfield. So yeah, definitely. I'm definitely a run second guy.
You wear number 8. Yep. Why?
For a lot of reasons.
Kobe.
Kobe's one of them. There's 7 of us, or you know, I got
eight
kids, so that means for that too. Marcus Mariota was one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Yeah, it makes
in
sense.
College, so it's a plenty of reasons why, you know, I wear 8, but, you know, ultimately it was because I got 7 siblings and, you know, there's 8 of us, so.
What's a fair rating for you on this new NCAA game?
Fair rating
What's
for
a
me?
Fair rating?
Yeah.
I've had some kids come in here. Chris Brazel says, like, 78 to 82. I think that's really fair.
Yeah.
Lance Hurd says 95, and I'm like.
Okay.
I'm like, that seems pretty high.
Okay. I'll probably say 85 they'll give me. I'll probably say 85.
You'd be happy with that, though.
Yeah,
you'd
be
okay
cool
with that.
Yeah, there's obviously, you know, as the season
And then you're
going
to go in and bump your ratings up in the dynasty mode.
For sure. No, or, you know, as the season goes on, hopefully they got, like, updated
rosters. Updates,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
I feel you.
So, you know, we'll see.
Are you kind of excited for that?
Like, yeah, definitely. I think NCAA, I always played NCAA 14, you know, back when I was out. And then they stopped bringing games out, so... I'm definitely excited, and you know, just to you know, be able to have a chance to be in the game is cool. So
when you play in Madden, I assume you just play mm-hmm. 49ers, right? Do you ever play with anybody else?
Yeah, I play with my dog Hendo with Detroit. I play with a lot of guys. You know, a lot of guys from Tennessee that we got in the league. Yeah, there's a couple of teams I use. So
greatest 49er of all time.
Greatest 49er of all time. I think we gotta go Joe Montana. I think It's the only fair answer, I think. Or just, I suppose, one of them. But Joe Montana, Jerry Rice is up there. And, you know, hopefully, you know, this new generation of my team can bring a Super Bowl so they, you know, put their name up there.
All right. We know the Polynesian heritage is big to you.
Yeah.
Polynesian's also big into WWE. Mm-hmm. Remember the first time you came here, I said, you know that the mayor of Knoxville is Kane.
Yeah.
You know, who's your favorite WWE guy?
Roman Reigns, for sure. I think I was Roman Reigns for Halloween when I was about like 8 or something. Me and my brother and my cousin, we was the Shield. So I think I've always been a Roman Reigns guy. So Roman Reigns is definitely one of my favorite wrestlers.
Joe, you know, always had the Superman when he would go in and score.
Who did? Oh, yeah, Joe.
What if you do the Tribal Chief?
What is it? I haven't been watching WWE lately.
I heard Roman about Reigns him being the Tribal Chief. Yeah.
But he does something?
Yeah, he's acknowledged me. He puts up the one finger.
Okay.
That's what you should do.
I think that might be his thing. I think I might just get the ball back to the ref. Let's see.
You're such a nice kid.
We'll see. If I'm hyped, we'll see. We'll see what celebration comes out. But, there's a long way down the road.
So you didn't give any thought to that? Because in the bowl game, you were kind of excited. You're like, woo, here's the ball, and you're back to the...
I don't know. I've never been a celebration guy. Maybe I'd be too tired after where I just don't feel like celebrating, or I'm not really thinking about celebrating. I'm just probably thinking about going to celebrate with my teammates. So I've never really put that into a celebration. Obviously, Joe, I think having Joe last year, he always wanted me to have a celebration, but I never really had one.
When's the last time you cut your hair?
Last time I cut my hair, I'd probably say like fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
It's been a while.
Even trim?
Oh, no.
You get a trim.
Yeah. If I would have known the podcast, I didn't know about the podcast. I would have got my hair done again, but no, I ain't.
How often do we braid it?
Once every 2 weeks or a week and a half. Once every week and a half.
So is this someone you found in Knoxville that does it?
Yes, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this
found someone in Knoxville. Yeah.
Do we want to give them a shout out for coming in clutch?
Yeah, she works at some shop down here in Knoxville. But yeah, shout out her.
She keeps you looking fresh and clean.
For sure. Yep. Obviously, when I go back home, I get right with my auntie. But for the time being, when I'm in Knoxville, sir.
What do you miss most about California?
California, I think everything, man. I think California's just. It's just a little bit different than Knoxville. Just driving around, seeing stuff out here is kind of different than California. My family just being back there. It's a lot of things that's just different that I enjoy back at home. But
what food do you miss most?
I think just having the variety of options to pick from. I think ramen. We got like ramen hubs out there. We got spam musubi spots out there, chicken katsu. So I think it's just California, we just got a lot of different spots. So I think that's what I miss most about it.
The Polynesian Bowl, you played in that. And obviously, I think that one holds a special place to you just because of the heritage and stuff.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy most about that week?
I think just seeing more of my culture was big for me. And enjoying it with a lot of the other top athletes in the country. And, just linking up with, a couple of the guys that I never met until I got to the bowl. And, I had a blast out there just being with that many. I had a stacked O-line, man. I had Francis on my O-line. So it was just a great experience to have for me. So, yeah.
Mike goes out there this past year. He gets the offensive MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Back-to-back years.
Yeah. Tennessee, yeah.
Got to get somebody to keep that going. Make it back to back.
Somebody in that class, for sure.
What game are you looking forward to most this year?
What game? There's a lot of games, man. Probably have to say probably going to Athens, I think, is one of the biggest games that I got on my mind. That'll be a fun one for sure.
Do you like the road environments more? I mean, like, I know you've not necessarily started a road game, but yeah. I mean, do you kind of like, was that in high school you liked to go on the road more than play at home?
Yeah, in high school I was a big guy. I loved going on the road, I think. And I think that carried over to college for sure. Obviously, you have your disadvantages, but I think going into, somebody else's house and, winning the game there is much more enjoyable than taking care of business at home. Obviously, I do love the home games, but I do love going on the road too.
Well, this first month of the season is going to be interesting because you got the neutral site game with NC State and Charlotte, and then you go at Oklahoma, bye week at Arkansas. So you're going to have a bunch of you know, road games early before you kind of hit that home schedule with Florida and Alabama in October. So, Mr. I Like Road Games will get an opportunity for that.
Yeah, yes, sir.
if you got to pick the play call for the first game of the year, first play, are you handing it off or are we taking a shot?
First play of the year? Shoot. Me, I'd probably like to throw it. But, if, you know, coach calls it a run, and, you know, that's what it is. But I'd probably say a shot to open up the year would be cool. And if we hit, we hit. So
Coach Happel doesn't run a lot of trick plays. But, you know, you go back to, like, when Dobbs is here, like, you know, Dobbs caught touchdown passes. Yeah, he's got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Are we advocating for that?
Shoot. I think spreading the love with the other guys that need to catch the ball is cool.
A little Philly special.
If we get a Philly special, that'd be cool too, man. We'll
Philly see, special back to Nico for the touchdown.
For the tub, though. We'll see. I don't know if our receivers could throw, but we'll see.
Oh, he threw the whole wide receiver room under the bus.
I ain't seen none of them throw the ball yet. So
surely one of them played some type of quarterback in high school. That normally happens.
I don't know. Maybe Chaz. No. I don't know if he played quarterback. Yeah, I don't know.
Favorite uniform combination?
I think I like all white, or all black, but all white.
So you like stormtroopers?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Stormtroopers?
Like Star Wars?
Okay. Yeah, I'm all white. I like all white.
Disneyland? You a big Disneyland guy?
No.
No theme park guy?
I like the Universal Studios, yeah, okay, for sure.
What do you like at Universal?
I like all the rides. I don't like sitting in line, so next time I'll go, I'm gonna get the pass. But I think
nobody likes standing in line.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of cool stuff in there. I got to see like Harry Potter stuff, the Simpsons stuff. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
What's something most people don't know about Nico Iamaleava?
I'm a chill guy. I think
most people know you're a chill guy.
Okay.
Like, what interest do you have? Like, what? Like, you
know, I like playing video games, like chilling, like watching TV, like watching football. I think I'd say I'm your ordinary kid. I'm not too sure. I'm a big video game guy, though, so if anybody need that on video games, let me know.
Who's the better Vol/Lady Vol, you or your cousin Zeta?
I think she is, for sure. Zeta.
Bigger impact thus far.
Yeah, for sure. She out there hitting dukes.
You got a catcher.
Yeah, I'm a catcher, though. We're going to see,
Who could she throw a football better or you hit a softball better?
I think she could throw a football better.
I agree. You got no shot hitting the softball.
Yeah.
That's one of the toughest things there are.
I had a tough take last year's softball game, but we're gonna try and fix that this year. Yeah.
So you're telling me that you whiffed?
I did whiff. I mean, it just sucks that we only get one hit. Like
Only one try. One swing or one at bat?
No, only one swing. Like if you give me one strike, then the second one I'm a hit for sure.
I would say most people don't hit it then.
Yeah, exactly. Like we had it was the players versus coaches. Some of the coaches were cheating. They got like two hits. So like it really wasn't fair, but they won that game. But this year hopefully it's different.
That's why you got to get with her and you got to start practicing.
I know. I've been practicing. We've been going catching a little bit. I could catch a little bit better than before, for sure.
We make a call, get Monica Abbott, have her come in here and throw against the coaches, but only to the coaches.
Yeah. We'll see. But yeah, she need to be on my team next softball game, for sure.
What's one place that you've never been you'd like to go to?
Never been I'd like to go to. New York. I think New York.
You've never been to New York?
Never been to New York. That'd be... Let us spend a Christmas down there 1 year if we're not in bowl prep practice.
Well, I would say the next 2 years you should be in bowl practice.
Probably in 3 years, spend a Christmas out there. We'll see. But I definitely want to.
By that point, you'll be at the NFL. And you'll get to go there to play
a
game.
I'll find time in December when it's snowing to spend a I'm going to make it a Christmas day when I go out there for sure.
Favorite movie?
Home Alone or Rush Hour.
Home Alone 2, which is in New York, or just Home Alone?
Home Alone 2. But I like both of them, but I'm going to go Home Alone 2 just because that's really what inspired me to go to New York for Christmas. I'm not going to lie.
You want to go by yourself?
No. I'm going to take all the family out there. I'm going to take everybody. Yeah.
Where do you want to go when you go there? What do you want to see?
I want to stay at the top of a penthouse over everything, like the tallest building to where I could see over everything. And then I just want to see, I want to have a Christmas tree next to my window to where I can see everything. And then just see the snow, lay back, chill.
Christmas, is that the best holiday? Is that your favorite holiday?
Yes, sir. Christmas is my favorite holiday. I love Christmas.
Best Christmas gift you ever got?
Best Christmas gift I ever got would probably be...
And how old were you when you got it?
Shoot. I probably stopped getting gifts at like 11, I'm not going to lie. So I probably got like an Xbox when I was like younger.
Yeah?
Yeah. After that, my dad would like, he would play jokes with us and give us like, he would just make jokes. He would be like, your Christmas present is the roof of your head, the water in your house, the food on your table. So, but I've enjoyed Christmas. That's my favorite holiday for sure.
Chocolate or vanilla?
I think I like both. I don't know.
So you're telling me if you went and got a cone of ice cream, you get like a swirl cone?
Mm-hmm. I'd probably get chocolate and vanilla. Yeah.
Let's flip it back to football before we get out the door. What's your goal? I mean, not every team's goal is to win championships, but like in a perfect world, kind of how to take me through this season. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to see happen? How do you do it?
Yeah, I think the main goal here is to, you know, for me is to make that top 12 and, you know, get in the playoffs and win the SEC championship is, you know, what we've been setting our goal on is win the SEC East. And then, you know, after that, we'll see where it goes. So I think that's been my main goal and, you know, just continuing to work every day at practice, spring practice, extra film sessions with the guys, I think. Is going to play a, you know, a huge role in into our season. So, you know, just continue to do what we've been doing. We'll help us get there.
I think you're naturally a quiet guy, lead more by actions than necessarily like getting somebody's, you know, rear. But do you find yourself being a little more vocal now?
I think so. Yeah. I think, you know, as the guy, you've got to be more vocal with your guys and, you know, be able to communicate with them at a high level. And, yeah, I think, you know, over this spring, that's been my main goal is, you know, to be more vocal for the guys when I need to be. And, yeah, I think, you know, I can still improve on that and, you know, keep working on that this spring and carry that over to the fall.
Well, we appreciate the time, man. And
yes, sir.
I know Tennessee fans are rooting hard for you.
Yep.
And they want to see that number 8.
Yes, sir.
You know, maybe we can get you to the acknowledge. You know,
one time. For sure. Probably, I think about it. You just gave me a good idea, so we'll see.
I'm sure. Nico, man, we appreciate the time, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.